Imagine waking up one day to discover you've been reborn as a small carp in ancient China's imperial court. And not just any fish, but the beloved pet of a feared mute prince destined to become a bloodthirsty tyrant. This is Li Yu's extraordinary predicament in The Disabled Tyrant's Beloved Pet Fish. After transmigrating into this precarious existence, Li Yu quickly learns that his only path back to humanity lies in completing a series of increasingly intimate quests with Prince Jing through the mysterious Mo Pet System. What begins as a desperate bid for survival transforms into something much deeper, as the silent prince and his fishy companion forge an unlikely bond that might just change the course of imperial history. Li Yu, a fish meant for a royal banquet, escapes death when Prince Jing rescues him from a cat's jaws. Despite his advisor Wang Shi's objections, the prince brings the wounded carp to his garden, completing Li Yu's first system quest, First Meeting with the Tyrant. This mercy reveals the first crack in Prince Jing's cold facade. Born mute and rejected as heir despite being the empress's son, Mu Tianqi has built emotional walls and earned a fearsome reputation. When he awkwardly attempts to feed Li Yu, contemplating before forcefully throwing pellets, we glimpse both his inexperience with tenderness and capacity for care. Their dynamic establishes the novel's core, a vulnerable fish dependent on a feared prince, creating a power imbalance that evolves into mutual protection. Li Yu transforms from an ordinary gray-black carp to a distinguished black goldfish, mirroring his growing importance in the prince's life. This physical change parallels Li Yu's increasing influence as he intervenes in court politics, warns of plots, and saves the prince, becoming so valuable that Prince Jing rejects the emperor's magnificent koi, preferring his extraordinary carp. Prince Jing presents a study in contrasts. Born mute, he lost his throne claim despite being the empress's son. His mother died shortly after his birth, devastated by his disability, while the emperor kept him distant, moving him to a separate manor to shield him from palace politics. Initially, Prince Jing appears cold and detached, isolated by his inability to speak. He communicates through writing or his servant Wang Shi, creating a barrier few attempt to breach. Yet Li Yu discovers unexpected depths beneath this exterior. The prince shows surprising gentleness, commissioning a crystal tank, protectively cupping Li Yu when threatened, and changing hot bathwater to cold for his pet's comfort. During their first bath together, the prince playfully splashes Li Yu, his stern features transformed by a rare smirk. Most revealing is Prince Jing's reaction to suspecting Xia Yu might be supernatural. Instead of fear, he researches carp spirits and prepares for Li Yu's human form, accepting his dual nature openly. Naming his fish Xia Yu symbolizes the transformation from potential meal to cherished companion. The imperial court teems with ambition and treachery, creating perilous conditions for Prince Jing and his fishy companion. Noble consort Qu and her son, second Prince Mu Tianzhao, position themselves as favorites while undermining Prince Jing at every turn. As Prince Jing's pet, Li Yu gains unique insights into these machinations. During his first visit to Chongqing Palace, he observes noble consort Qu exploiting the prince's muteness, feigning distress when he protects Li Yu from her cat. Her son reinforces this manipulation by labeling Prince Jing mischievous while claiming innocence. Li Yu cleverly leverages his seemingly powerless position. When noble consort Qu attempts to discredit Prince Jing, Li Yu pretends to die in her care, then dramatically resurrects and attacks her. This scheme exposes her suspicious behavior, secures a luminous pearl for his quest, and results in her confinement, derailing plans to promote her son. Li Yu's golden appearance also shifts court dynamics. At the imperial banquet, the princess of Jinju becomes captivated by him, ignoring the second prince's courtship and boldly confronting him when he orders carp soup. Li Yu's ability to temporarily transform between fish and human forms creates both opportunities and complications. After completing certain quests, he can become human for limited periods, allowing him to explore Prince Jing's manor, enjoy human food, and protect the prince from assassins. These transformations spark humorous moments, like Li Yu's first human adventure where he borrows the prince's oversized robes, struggles to walk after being accustomed to swimming, and feasts in the kitchen with a servant's help. The transformation's temporary nature creates tension, as Li Yu must return to his tank before time expires or risk discovery. As their relationship deepens, these transformations gain significance. After saving Prince Jing from blinding himself with lime powder following an assassination attempt, Li Yu reveals his human form directly to the prince, though he escapes before questioning. Eventually, Prince Jing deduces that his pet fish transforms into a human. Rather than reacting with fear, he prepares accommodations for Li Yu's human form and respectfully averts his eyes during transformations, a touching demonstration of his growing affection. Li Yu's knowledge of the original web novel gives him unique insight into the fates awaiting those around him. In that story, Prince Jing becomes a bloodthirsty tyrant, while others like Ye Qinghuan become innocent victims in the royal power struggle. Using this foreknowledge, Li Yu acts to alter events. When he learns Ye will be framed by the second prince, Li Yu sends a warning letter via Ye's dog, allowing him to prepare. With Prince Jing's protection, Ye escapes the execution that awaited him in the original timeline. Li Yu notices significant deviations from the original plot, particularly Prince Jing's indifference to Chu Yanyu, who was supposed to become his beloved concubine. These changes suggest fate isn't fixed, and that Li Yu's presence might prevent Prince Jing's descent into tyranny. His greatest impact may be on Prince Jing himself. By providing companionship to the isolated prince, Li Yu offers an emotional connection Prince Jing lacked in the original story, potentially altering his path toward becoming a tyrant. This novel celebrates transformative, unexpected connections. A mute prince finds expression through caring for a small fish, while a modern man, trapped in a fish's body, discovers courage protecting someone he once feared. Together, they forge a bond transcending the boundaries between human and fish, master and pet. The story compellingly subverts typical power dynamics. The seemingly powerless fish influences court politics through clever schemes, while the feared prince reveals vulnerability through his care for a small creature. Their relationship shows how meaningful connections can form across improbable divides, and how even the smallest beings can alter events through intelligence and compassion. Most beautifully, their evolving relationship creates space for authenticity. In a world where Prince Jing is defined by his disability and Li Yu by his fish form, they recognize each other's true nature beyond these limitations, finding in their unlikely bond the freedom to become more than fate intended.